can keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, November 27th, episode 115. Curry and the Keeper. Oh, hello, my queen, soft and serene.
Hello, my love.
Hey, made another rhyme.
Are those on the fly, or do you actually?
No, I write it right before we start. Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
Do you use ChatGPT?
I could. No, I have in the past.
Oh, but goodness.
This one came to me, though.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yes, this one came to me.
Okay.
Hey, cheers me. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wow, those glasses sound great together, don't they? All right. Let's have a little sip. Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you think of this one? You won't believe what this is.
It's
what
do you okay. Think?
It's okay. Yeah, it's from Brian. Oh. Says right on the back, Brian. I wasn't going to tell you that when you said it's okay. It was from Brian. Oh, there you go. So Brian with an I. That's his. It's from the Costco pack.
Yes. Okay. But it's a Bordeaux, correct?
Yeah, but it says Baron de Viognier for some reason. But it's red, so it's not
Viognier. Yeah, but it's not a Viognier.
No, it's Viognier. Not. It's not a Viognier. Viognier. It's Viognette, something like that. It is a Blaye Cote de Bordeaux. Again, 90 calories. So
I don't know. It's not 90 calories.
It's a 20. Maybe just because I just opened it up. So maybe just give it a second.
Yeah, I will.
Let's give it a second.
It's very, very, very deep red.
Let me see. Let's look at the tannins. Looks wonderful.
These wine glasses.
We have no idea what we're looking for. We really have absolutely no clue as to what we're doing.
No.
Hey, babe. How you doing?
It's good. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. So I think we need to stop and say a couple things.
Okay.
Thank everybody in Vineyard Nation.
Yes.
Our cork soakers, our salmoniers.
Yes.
We are so blessed by everybody. And as I said in the newsletter, they're the ones that helped make this show.
Absolutely.
So, first God, then Vineyard Nation.
Close second.
Yes. Yes.
They're up there. They're way up there. Yes. And also people who just sent us stuff over the years to the P.O. box. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be monetary value. We really appreciate it. And gosh, you made a face on that sip.
It has a bite.
Yeah.
The wine. I'm going to let it open.
I mean, Sir Brian with an eye. Drippy juice, man. Drippy juice. I don't know. Is that a show title already?
Drippy juice.
It does have a little bit of a bite.
Yeah,
it does.
We have so many blessings, so much to be thankful for. And 2024 wasn't a bad year for us at all.
Some people, it's been a tough year for them,
but it has not been a bad year.
Well, it's not over yet. I mean, it's just Thanksgiving.
No, yes, this is true.
Got a couple more months to go.
Yes. And I thought, you know, we should share a Thanksgiving story if you have one that you'd like to share. And I know I've shared this one before, but I'm going to share it again.
Okay, go for it.
Well, okay. So what year was this? This had to be... I had both my girls. They were little. They were probably like, I know. It was 1996. Ellen was not even two. I was pregnant with Elise. And so we went to my ex-in-law's house for Thanksgiving. Now, I love Thanksgiving meal. I love the turkey.
I remember the story.
Mashed potatoes.
This is a classic.
The gravy.
It's a classic. Uh-huh.
The cranberry sauce, the broccoli cheese casserole, the rolls, the butter. Mm-hmm. I love it all. Mm-hmm. I don't eat like that typically. I mean, who makes a meal like that during, you know, outside of Thanksgiving? And so we end up going to downtown Chicago to my ex-in-law's house. And so I'm excited. I'm like, my favorite meal, my favorite holiday meal. And then so we're all seated at the table and out comes my father-in-law with steaks. And I'm like, what?
Did you actually say what? Did you go?
No,
did you say
I was
what?
Just, I could
not. Stunned?
And then I'm like, surely he has mashed potatoes. Surely. Oh no. Out comes the baked potatoes. And I'm not kidding you. I was probably mad until New Year's.
This is the most anti Thanksgiving ever. Why? Did you get any explanation about this?
Oh yeah. Because the ex-sister-in-law's fiance, they weren't even married yet, was allergic to poultry. So they had steak.
That was the reason?
Yes.
How about you just uninvite her?
Right?
It's un-American.
I was angry. I was angry for weeks. I'm still a little angry about it.
Really? Do you have any
Thanksgiving stories?
Well, most of the, because, you know, we lived in the Netherlands, so a lot of the Thanksgiving, yeah, I know. Yeah. Brian is fail. Yeah, sorry. Do you want me to get a different bottle?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Are you going to drink that, though? Because I'll drink it.
I'll give it to you.
So most of our Thanksgivings weren't really Thanksgivings, and you couldn't really get a big turkey in Holland. They were like, you want a what now?
So your parents didn't celebrate it?
My mom would definitely try to do stuff, and we'd have sliced turkey or something, but we did have a couple at Mead Road. Mead Road is the Curry clan.
Yes.
My grandfather bought it in 1934 or something.
Yeah.
And it's still in the family. My uncle owns it. Uncle Don. And that was always the gathering place. As you've witnessed yourself, you've been with the clan at Mead Road.
Yes.
So you can imagine how fun that was as a kid. Lots of places to hide and trip and fall and skin your knee and fall in the pond and all that stuff. And this is where I learned of the tradition of the cranberry sauce.
Yes, yes.
And so the tradition with the cranberry sauce.
So this is the cranberry sauce out of the can. The
yes.
jellied cranberry.
Yes.
Yes.
Which, you know, so Mama, who was my grandmother, she was an excellent cook. But her kitchen, you would immediately have a heart attack. She had signs everywhere that said, bless this mess. What came out of it was amazing, was just so good, but it was a disaster.
Oh, was it?
Just stuff everywhere all the time. So the food was phenomenal to then have this plop, this jellied cranberry just popped onto a plate. And it was kind of like, well, that's kind of odd because you normally get the cranberry kind of in a dish.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, this is the curry tradition, you have to scoop it out of the middle, starting from the top. And the person who scoops it, when it breaks and falls apart, they're then the loser, there's no penalty, just everybody
laughs.
Yeah,
no, it was just a fun thing.
But my grandfather was kind of a practical joker.
Yes.
And so we had all eaten, and there were a lot of people, it must have been two tables, there was a kid's table, you know, the whole thing. And then it's a time for dessert. What do you have for dessert? Fried eggs. Fried eggs for dessert, and out come fried eggs. What I thought was a fried egg.
Oh.
And upon closer inspection, it was soft cake as the toast with a peach upside down with whipped cream around it. But I was, you could just imagine the look on my face. Like, what?
Fried eggs. What? How so cute is
kind
that?
Kind of like your steak experience, except it wasn't. I was like, oh no, and I was like, mom, do I have to have a fried egg? Do I have to have the fried egg for dessert? And it was a peach.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, that's cute.
That was my grandmother.
And
too.
It looked like eggs when you brought them out?
Well, when they said fried eggs, your brain is like fried egg. You saw that thing. It's like the fried egg. It's like with a big glob of yolk on top, just shimmering. You know, like, I don't know if
that's
I
That's a cute story.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Curry tradition, curry family
like
tradition.
Right. Yes. Well, tomorrow we're heading over to Andrea and David.
Yes.
For Thanksgiving.
Very small, intimate affair.
Yes. It'll be Annette and Pastor Jimmy is going to be joining us. So it's just six
it's
of gonna, us.
And it's going to be fun.
I said to Andrea, I'm like, you know, we have a wonderful catering couple
here. Well,
here's
the thing. Tina's like, I'll bring something too.
Yeah.
And instead of making something.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring some. No, but I said to her last year, I'm like, let's cater the meal. So that you're not cooking. She loves to cook, though.
She does love cooking.
I said, so you're not like holed up in the kitchen. Remember last year that cranberry cheesecake that just was a miserable failure for her? Do you remember that last year? She was fretting over this.
But I ate it. I remember it being good.
But
yeah.
She's a really good, really good. She's a chef in my mind.
Now, luckily the kitchen is open so we can interact with her, but she's just slaving.
Focused.
Yeah. Very focused.
And so I said, let's cater it. And so they're brining the turkey. So, and they're putting it on their Traeger tomorrow.
That'll be good.
Yeah. And so I bought three sides and she bought some stuff too. So I don't think she's making as much.
Oh, but, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she'll make a big deal about charcuterie or something before we get It is always a culinary experience with David and Andrea.
Yes.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
I hope we go around and tell everybody what we're thankful for.
I'll start it, or you can start it.
What are you thankful for? Just right now, we might as well do that for ourselves.
Oh my gosh, I'm thankful for our spiritual family. Mm. Seriously, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things I'm thankful for, but that's been amazing.
You need a
better
answer for tomorrow, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just want to know what yours was so I can have a different one.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. Not just one.
Yeah.
But speaking of Andrea, so last Friday we celebrated her birthday here with a dinner party a couple weekends ago,
which was nice.
And then on Friday, a group of me and four other women went to the Elephant Sanctuary.
Yes, also and then known we as have the gang.
The gang. Well, no, it was actually new people. Like there was two people that I didn't really know, but got to know.
Okay, yeah.
And so there's this elephant preserve here in Fredericksburg, not far at all.
It's just out on 290. Is that where
it's off of? I couldn't tell you how to get there, but
how diverse is Texas?
How about that? And so there were these three elephants, and they're old. I think one was, I don't know.
Are they saved elephants from horrible things like circus and stuff?
I don't remember.
Oh, they didn't tell a story about
they
that.
Did, how they got them? I don't remember what it was.
Did they do tricks? Also known as behaviors.
Yes.
Because you can't say tricks, behaviors.
It was really cool, and we got to get up close and personal. So it was so great because we were all sitting there and they were talking about the elephants, and all of a sudden you see them from a distance. They're holding their tails, their
each
trunk,
other's tails.
Yes. Yeah. And they're walking. Aww. There's three of them, Becky, Rosie, and
Dumbo.
No, it was all women names. No. I can't remember the third
one. How old were they? Were they really
like
old?
Like 60, 50.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah,
I'm talking
they're
about
old.
The elephants.
Yes. But it was fun. And so we got to go. So they had us do different things. So we got to wash one of them. So they was laying on its side. And it was having a great time because getting washed.
I'll bet.
So we got to touch it. You know, they have this coarse hair all over them. Mm-hmm. So it's not smooth at all. But they're so gentle. I mean, we took pictures with them. We got to feel their feet. They're very well trained. You know, all they do is give them word commands. And then we got to see them eat. And they did tricks, and it was fun.
Do they call them tricks, or did they say behaviors?
I don't remember.
Okay, what kind of behaviors
they
did they do?
They were Asian elephants.
What did they do?
Oh, my gosh, when they would lift their feet up, like, and then they turn around, lift their back foot up. Yeah, they would lift their trunks up, and, you know, we learned a lot about their trunk, and and they painted a picture with their snout. So they put paint on their snout and pressed up against the page, and it was called a... not a smoosh.
It was called art.
Yeah, it was cute. It was really cute.
Aww,
yeah,
no, it was fun.
It was really nice, and it's a nonprofit.
Yeah,
so.
Basically, your ticket goes to supporting the nonprofit, right?
Yeah,
it's not cheap though. It's like $150 bucks.
Yeah,
or something.
It's not cheap, but it was really good. Really cool.
It's not a cheap tourist attraction. Yeah. It's really doing something.
It was cool. It was
so
nice.
Yeah, you were gone for a long time.
I was. Yeah.
Was that all elephant time?
It was about an hour. It took about a half hour to get out there. It was about an hour, and then we went out to lunch afterwards. So
don't we have a giraffe place around here too?
There's giraffes there too.
Did you see the giraffes?
No, they were in another section. They had wallabies too.
And so you couldn't see those that day? Yeah, is that
we
a
paid
separate...
for the elephant exhibit.
Oh, it's extra for the giraffe. I'm assuming, and the wallabies.
I don't know. They didn't bring the giraffes out. But there's a place
diverse.
Where you can spend the night there, and the window is open, and the giraffe can stick their head in the window, and you can feed it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but isn't
cool.
that cool?
I love that.
That was fun. It was
I
a lot of fun. That. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of intimidating because they're so big. So big.
Yes.
So when I was standing
next to
them.
And those aren't even the biggest, are they? Aren't they just medium size compared to the size of some elephants?
I have no idea. But, you know, they have this extra, like, cushioning in their feet to help withstand all their weight. I didn't know that.
When we lived in Uganda, and I only kind of remember this because I was very young. I don't know if it was a country club or something. My parents belonged to something in Uganda, and... It might have been a hotel/country club. I just don't remember. But we do have film of it somewhere. 8mm. My dad used to be a super 8mm nut. You know, no sound, like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
My whole youth was no sound.
Mm-hmm.
And And then I remember, and this is partially from the film, partially from my recollection, there was one elephant named Dustbin Nelly. Now, these were not your sanctuary elephants because they could be dangerous.
Oh.
And so when Dustbin Nelly came along, everybody had to go inside. And so that's when my dad was filming. And she would go in and she would get into the trash and she'd be just like looking through trash and throwing it all around.
Do you remember this?
Well, I've seen the film so many times, I don't know if I remember it from being there or the film. I kind of half-half, but Dustbin Nelly was like quite the business. She was big and she was like throwing stuff around. And you could see like the guys who worked at the place, they were trying to shoo her away and she'd like be swinging her trunk. I got to find that. Willow has those.
Wow.
Willow has that stuff.
Wow.
She has all that stuff, maybe transferred to digital.
Oh, cool. Ooh, so, we're going to see them on Christmas Eve.
We should do a viewing.
Yeah.
Willow listens to the show.
Yeah.
So
hey, Willow.
Yeah, Willow, we want a viewing of the curry. We want the curry tapes in Africa.
That's right.
That'll be fun.
We want to see it. Now that I'm up close and personal with the
you
elephants.
Are very, yes, you've got three elephant friends, sisters. Yes.
It was fun. It was really fun. So when people come to Fredericksburg, I can say, hey, go to the preserve. Check out these elephants.
We have Enchanted Rock. We got elephants. We got giraffes. We got wineries.
We got wallabies.
We got some wallabies. It's like Australia here. It's perfect.
Exactly.
We do have almost everything here.
Exactly. Exactly.
I looked at my calendar to retrace my steps for this week. I've been just working.
I know.
I haven't really
You go in
done...
your studio and I don't see you all day.
Well,
you are heads down.
I see you on the couch. And I wave at you sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't see me. I can see you right through the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you upset by me working?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. So I wanted to talk about my question of the week last week. Do you remember what the question was?
Yes. How come you don't date me, you bastard?
Oh, Adam, why are you cussing?
That's not a cuss.
Yes, it is.
Bastard is not a cuss.
Yes, it is.
Really? Oh,
yes.
I take it back.
You need to bleep it out.
I don't think that's a cuss word.
I think it is.
You really?
Yes. Yes. It's not a nice word. And I would never ever say that to you.
Okay. Well, I apologize. God forgive me.
Yes.
I did not know I was sinning in this moment.
Yes.
I really didn't think that was a bad word.
I don't ever remember it as being a positive word.
No, this is correct.
Yes.
No, the question of the week was, I can't remember I know it happened out of the question of the week, but I don't remember the actual question of the week.
The question of the week was, what do you think is the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Right.
And so then you started to spiral. You want to talk about it?
Well, yeah. Because I realized that, well, hold on a second. I haven't been very romantic with my wife. And I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. And I'm like, and as I thought about it, and then you kept reassuring me that I didn't ask the question for that reason.
It wasn't intentional.
No, but it brought up a lot. And then I started to have a meltdown. I was melting down like, well, for 17 years, basically, my no agenda rules kind of our life. You know, vacations aren't ever really, maybe we have 10 days a year that I can completely unplug. And, that really has to be timed perfectly with us going somewhere.
And you never, ever take, if we're gone for a week, you never take two shows off ever.
Not in a
you
row.
You may take
no.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're typically always working.
And I'll be honest, that's purely fear that people will find something else and then move on, which I think is a real plausibility in the podcast world. And so I was definitely spiraling like, oh man, what am I doing with my life? If I'm not romantic with my wife, nothing is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
The show is not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, you're like, well, I can always get a job. I'm like, now I'm really spiraling. Now I'm really going down the tube. Like, no, you can't. That's not the point. So,
well, yeah, because I said, and it wasn't you not being romantic. It was you dating me, because when we exchanged rings in 2017.
Well, no, so then you reminded me.
Yes.
That I said, I will always date you. And then I realized I've come very close to breaking my promise. I think I still have a grace period.
It's cool. The window's closing.
Well, Well, you had an easy one. You said always be your biggest fan. Well, that's easy when your husband is so awesome, but always dating you. That requires some effort. You know, I was like, all right, I got to live up to my promise. But I really realized, and I've just been super busy, and it's not intentional, but it's not good.
No.
And I really, you know, I really had to think about it. And, you know, and then I prayed about it, and I was like, hey, God, should I do less no agenda shows?
Uh-huh.
You know, so I can.
Well, it started to spiral into other things, though, too, when you came to this realization, like, wow, I'm not really. This is what you did say to me. You go, well, I really like sitting on the couch with you and watching Seinfeld.
That's not exactly how it went, but that's
that's romantic, isn't it?
No, like, I didn't. I never said that was romantic. It's not. No, I said, we watch our sappy movies, our rom-coms, but yeah, no, that's not romantic. No,
right.
No,
it's not. Being romance is you taking charge and making plans, because I'm usually always the one that makes plans. And like, again, the question of the week was not intentional, but we realized that
Stop right there. Because you realized, and you said, and this was the thing that really hurt. I haven't actually discussed this with you. It's not your fault, but the thing that hurt me the most is that you said, well, we just kind of fallen into our paths
into our lanes.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, that is the worst thing you could have said. Not that you meant it in a mean way, but horrible person. But that really, that touched me. I'm like, well, I don't want to be in lanes like that. Now, it is true that you're very good at organizing our trips and stuff, but that has nothing to do with me dating you. That is outside of it.
Well, I think what happened is we got in our lanes, and I agree with you. It's not good, because we become complacent then. And then you become complacent, and then it could turn into resentment. Thank goodness we haven't gone down that. But what happened was we just fell into our roles, that I always just plan the calendar and then there were no dates available. And then I just did it. And then, you know, just like the laundry, I just do it and you open the drawer and it's there. I just make the plans and you show up and I tell you what to wear. Hey,
Could you, just for the listeners, could you just tell everybody what my lane is, just so they know that I do something?
Oh, you work.
That's horrible.
You work really hard. And you mentor young men, and you play with Willie, and you hang out with your bestie, Pastor Jimmy. And you, yeah.
It really doesn't matter because it's just...
Well, what ended up happening is we didn't really do things together, just me and you.
Well, on vacation we do, but that's not the point of... You said it, and I think this is going to sound really toxic.
Careful.
I think in a male-female relationship, sometimes the woman wants the man just take charge and arrange something and do something.
I'm in charge. Yes.
Right. By the way, not a very popular opinion for the past 15 years in America. I'm saying this for men out there, not for myself.
Yes.
Because that has definitely become, you're toxic masculinity. But I think you in particular enjoyed if I take charge. Okay, we're going to do this and I've taken care of it and we're good to go.
Yes, yes.
So I did that.
I know. Because, you know, that was the Adam that I dated, you know, and...
Well, I put a ring on that man. It's like, I own that now. Okay, so I get to play with it how I want. Just saying.
No, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I fell for you, is because I liked that you took charge and you made plans and you made it happen. And I remember when you called and you're like, hey, I bought concert tickets to go see Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire. Hey, I bought concert tickets to go see Hall & Oates. And I love that. But yes, I think we just both became...
I also have been very much busier in the last couple of years.
You're very, very busy. Yeah. Yes. And so that's why my question was not to hurt you in any way.
I've never had this level of friend group and stuff that we're doing. So there's a lot going on. So
yeah,
I'm not making excuses.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I was looking for something.
What'd you do, Adam Curry?
What?
What did you do?
Well, so I was thinking like, well, what can I do? Like, this was on my mind. You know, first of all, I cleared up with God what I need to do in my work situation, and I'm very happy. And he gave me some good initiatives and missions. So that's all good.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I got to come up with something. And I know I don't want it to be, well, I booked a dinner at Vaudeville. Boy, what a romantic night. Cheers. No, I want to have. So I'm like, what can I do? What's unique? And I prayed over it. And I'm telling you, like, I don't know if it was the next day or the day after, I'm just in a conversation with Trey, who's putting on the Mark Plot show, which we're very involved with, The Greatest Story Ever Told. On
we'll get to that. It's on my
promote it right now.
Okay.
On December 7th,
6:30.
That's right. Saturday, 6:30. Mark Plot's free concert. Everybody, you're gonna love it. Multimedia experience.
Yeah, live music orchestra.
And he, we're in a text message, and he says, "Heard." Oh, we're talking about going on Matt Long's show to promote this. He says, heard. I said, heard, chef. I text back. He's like, huh, well, you could tell what I've been watching. And I'm like, yeah, we love the bear, whatever. And then he's in chef mode. The reason why is because he says, we've opened up our food truck. He has this like $150,000 food truck that he's put right outside.
You know, it costs that much? Yeah. Or are you just guessing?
No. It's like, it's incredible.
Did you look at it? Like, I didn't. I saw the outside.
The kitchen inside is top-notch.
Have you
outrageous.
Seen it?
No, he's told me about it.
Okay.
He told us about it then, but I was listening.
Oh. I was drinking. I had that martini.
Exactly.
A couple sips. I'm like, woo.
Yeah, because I looked at it first. I'm like, that's a spiffy-looking food truck. I've seen food trucks.
I barely
looks really,
remember it.
Yeah.
I remember
before we even walked in, I said, look at that food truck. That thing looks just from the outside.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he says, the food truck is open and I have a Michelin star chef. I'm like, dude, is it open on Friday at 6:00? He says, yeah, sure. I said, I would like to, go there with my bride as my date. He says, I'll take care of it. We don't even have menus ready, but as long as, you know, what do you want? I said, as long as there's beef, we're good. So we're taken care of and everything's set to go.
Aww.
So I'm taking you to a Michelin star chef operated food truck.
Well,
which
speakeasy,
I think will be fantastic.
His speakeasy is called Salvation Spirits and it is lovely inside there. And the cocktails are amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
they're amazing.
Trey is quality all the way.
Yes,
you have
no doubt. Yes. So look at you.
Yeah. And
this is not a one and done though, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, many more experiences ahead.
Okay, good.
Yeah, too bad you already went to the elephants. That'll cross that off my list. I'm like, I'm not going to do the elephant experience. Do you like rhinos? No, it's not a one and done experience,
okay.
but I think the Holy Spirit heard me and
well, you were
made
anguished
it
about it.
And I was like very
that,
anguished.
And
of course,
that was upsetting to me because you typically are not anguished.
No, because you were right. I was like, this is no good.
Well, when
and
you,
then, and oh, oh might oh, I add,
oh.
might I add, which I mean, no blame to anybody except myself.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to paraphrase, okay? You said, yeah, I was telling Annette about it. And she said, you guys have been married too short for this to be happening. Miss 32 years of wow.
I don't think it was exactly like that. But
that's how I
point.
Heard it.
Yeah,
that's how I heard it.
She
I'm
made
like,
the point.
Mom,
yeah.
No, they
and
have been together
right.
32 years
she's
of wow.
Right. We've been together mere 5.5 years married.
Almost 10 years together, babe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On what day?
What the day? The first day. Our first date. May 15th, 2015.
Bam!
Yeah, our first date was May 15th, 2015. Yep, we married
right.
May 19th, 2019.
That's right. Yeah, I'm just checking.
Oh, you, dude!
Just take my ring off to check the date.
Oh. Okay.
So she was right. She was right.
Yeah, she was right. Yep. Yeah.
So anyway, sorted. A new leaf has been turned.
How about that?
Full speed ahead, babe.
I like
okay.
it.
Okay. By the way, I'm looking to get lucky Friday night. Oh. Just saying.
Brother. Don't feed me sugar.
No. Can we have a, ooh, what was that? Can we have a Shirley Temple for Tina? She needs just a Shirley Temple. She can't really be drinking right now. So
that's Friday night. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
And then last Friday, we went out with Julianne and Mark, the blood diamond dealers. The Blood Diamond Brokers.
And ivory importers.
Ivory importers. Yes,
ivory smugglers.
Yeah.
New place in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I was not a fan. Not a fan.
Well, I was a big fan. What was it called again?
The Standard.
The Standard, yes.
Yeah.
I was a fan of the prices, first of all.
I didn't like my filet.
I know your filet did not come
Bavette.
Your bavette did not come as you wanted it.
No, it was swimming in blood.
And I don't see why you didn't just say, hey, could you throw that back on the Barbie?
I don't know why I didn't either. I don't know.
Because I had, which I've not had in a long time, fish and chips.
Yes, you loved it.
Heavenly, yes. heavenly.
You didn't like the coleslaw, though.
Hated the coleslaw. Yeah. I don't know what it was with the coleslaw.
Wine was good.
Wine was good. The company was great. They're always so nice. And then we always have fun with them. And we said, actually, because they know everybody, so they got special service.
They know everywhere we go. Here. Everybody.
And so you said, oh, what do we have for dessert? No, let's have some bubbly, you said. And then,
yeah, I said, instead of dessert, let's go have a glass of champagne.
Right. And so we drove right over to Six Twist, where, of course, we're like children at home there. And it was almost empty. It was a very slow Friday night. Was it Friday night?
Well, it was 8:15. They close at 9.
Yeah.
And little did we know, we were there long after they closed.
9:30.
We're like, oh, my gosh, they want to go home.
They're falling asleep. They're like,
they want to go home.
No, it's okay, guys. Enjoy yourselves.
No, let's get out of here. But that was fun. That was a fun night.
Yeah, it really was. It was a great evening. Mm-hmm. Great evening.
Yeah, it was a full day for me with hanging with the elephants and then...
Yeah.
Then going out with Julian and Mark.
I know. Yeah. I was in the studio all day.
I know. Yeah. You were working on your Hello Fred. Do you have any news to report about Hello Fred?
Well, I'd love people to check it out, hellofred.fm. You can listen to Curry and the Keeper right there. It is the Godcaster. It's a player. It's a podcast player. And if you click on the Hello Fred icon, you can listen to the Fredericksburg local streaming, let's just call the radio station that... Basically, I run with Pastor Jimmy as my music director.
Yes.
And quality assurance. Literally.
He's quality assurance,
6:30 in the morning, you know, before we even have texted each other, they'll say like, 6:32, that song's got to go. eight minutes with a sermon in the middle is too much. Okay, yeah. Click, done. So we're managing that together.
Well, then you woke up one morning.
Oh, and he was like, it's glitching. And it literally took me like... I have to say Life365, who I get the service from, they really jumped in. Personal service,
oh,
emailing
good.
Me
good.
Stuff to check and everything to make. And we figured out what it was and how to fix it. But basically Pastor Jimmy and I run it. Faith is sending me bits. It's, you know, the church is a lot of the content creation.
Yes.
I haven't had a lot of local stuff. I'm going to do some because, of course,
Karen's going to eventually go to the city council meeting.
Yeah.
Live from city council. This is Karen Young.
there's no city council meeting until the 6th. So there's not even every day I'm looking if they have the agenda up yet.
Yeah.
But we're promoting the Christmas concert, stuff that's going on with the church. Pastor Jimmy does something called the Daily Grind, his daily devotional. Mm-hmm. And he'll record, you know, like 10 of these in a row. We put them into rotation. I got to tell you, I'll hear one for the third time and then it really sinks in. They're really, really good. Mm-hmm. And then just tons of great contemporary Christian music, some older stuff as well, which, you know, I think it rivals K-Love and The Message. You should be listening to this all the time. I can't believe you're listening to any of that
stuff.
Well,
a lot of our friends love it. Andrea has it on all the time. Karen has it on all the time. Annette loves it.
7:15 is when everyone starts turning it on. I can see it go...
Really?
People go up and then around 8:30 goes down. Around 11 it comes back and then in the evening it's back on.
We have
it's
it on all day in our house, yeah.
Not all day, well, but yeah. And then whenever the promo for Curry and the Keeper comes on, Tina's like, oh, I hate hearing myself. I can't hear that. Same thing. Whenever the Living Up in a Down World promo comes on, Damonette's like, do I really sound like that? She's so good.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point is we promote podcasts and then you can just go. So for people who are looking for Curry and the Keeper and you don't want to go through the hassle of a podcast app, HelloFred.fm, boom, it's right there.
Yeah.
And
I love seeing you so excited about it.
Well, because radio stations are understanding it. We just loaded up two more radio stations today. These are faith-based broadcasters who want to transition.
Two more radio stations?
Yeah. Who want to.
So that's five now? Four?
No, we have almost 40.
Four, that are signed up?
Yeah, well,
that are transitioned over? From Glory Stone to...
Seven have transitioned over to God.
Nice. Okay, yeah. good.
We had a slight pause for some bugs, and now we're full steam ahead.
It's nice.
We've gone from 3.5 months from concept to full-on product.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
And I know you're so excited about it.
I am because, you know, we're doing it. We're transitioning faith-based broadcasting, whether it's from a radio station or a church, completely to online and incorporating podcasts and making it all work. And
I love how you went from the guy of, I like the hymns, to now you know all the songs to the worship songs.
I do.
And you got your hands up in the air like you just don't care.
These songs don't suck, man. A lot of it's really, really good.
Yeah.
It's really enjoyable.
Yeah. No, I love that. That's all I listen to. So you want to talk about the movie we went to see?
Bonhoeffer.
Explain who he is.
Yeah. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a... he wrote many books, and Eric Metaxas wrote a book about his life, which is, I think, is kind of how I got exposure to it through Pastor Jimmy. He was a young pastor coming up in the late 30s into the early, late 30s in Nazi Germany, of course, in the 40s. And he was, as the Germans had, with Consular Adolf Hitler, had captured the church. And was basically dictating what what they would preach about and what they would speak about.
Hitler was almost kind of becoming like Nebuchadnezzar in the Book of Daniel.
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
And, you know, there was more worship of the state than of God. And he was speaking up. And so the story, not everything in the movie reflected what I'd read in the Metaxas book. Honestly, listened to, because it was audiobook for me. But the general concept was, and I didn't even know that this movie is out. Apparently it took about 10 years to get this thing made.
Really?
Yeah, it's taken a long time, and Angel Studios did it. And I know it was different for me than probably anybody in the theater, because I grew up knowing all this, not so much about the church part of it, but knowing about, because, you know, the Netherlands was, they capitulated within 24 hours to the German invasion. And I just know a lot about the persecution of the Jews and the gypsies and all of this throughout Europe. And you grew up with these stories. Mm-hmm. And my ex's dad, he literally, Rotterdam was bombed. Where he lived, his whole city was bombed. He would drive on a bicycle with wooden tires about 75 miles to get one sugar beet.
Oh my goodness. And
then on wooden wheels, okay?
Wow.
Wooden wheels. And then drive back. So they had a sugar beet to eat for the rest of the week.
Oh my goodness.
You know, sugar beet's about this big, like the size of a big coconut. So these stories, or if it was lightning and thunder, my mother-in-law if they were at our house, would literally be under the stairs hiding because she had trauma from the bombs dropping.
Wow.
So I grew up with a very different experience. So watching this, it brought back a lot of memories and stories I'd heard, but it also gave it a different perspective for me, because I'd never looked at it from the perspective of the church and how the church capitulated.
Right.
And also the severe anti-Semitism that we have in America right now, which is not coming from the places you would expect it to come from. So I thought it was really well made. I loved it. I thought some things I spent a little bit too much time on. I don't want to dissect the movie too much. You know, I'm not a filmmaker.
Well, apparently one of our filmmaker friends said that they had inserted stuff that really wasn't true.
Possible.
Yeah.
You know, but he looks at the financing and he says, oh, it was Fortis Bank. And so they wanted, whatever.
Yeah.
The story in general was very clear.
I enjoyed it a lot, and I would like it. I would like to see it again when it streamed with the closed captions.
Yeah.
Because sometimes some of the accents I didn't understand what they were saying. But and like you, I mean, you don't hear those stories when you hear about the Holocaust or about Hitler. So it was nice to see that there was somebody out there fighting for the churches and exposing pastors that capitulated with the Nazis.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the end, it ends very impactfully. And then there's some closing lines on the screen, and then come the credits, and the theater was just quiet.
Yeah.
And I'd say maybe one or two people got up to walk out, but I would say 80% of the theater just sat there, not so much reading the credits, but just letting it sink in. It was really, really impactful.
Because it ended very dramatically. Yeah.
And, we were able to have a nice conversation about it afterwards. Yeah. This is what I remember. Thanksgiving.
Why did you say that three times?
Because we always grew up saying Thanksgiving. And I hear everyone now say Thanksgiving.
Oh, the you emphasis the on thanks.
Yes.
Yeah, the emphasis on thanks, yeah.
And I remember my uncle and my cousins would say Thanksgiving. And we would say Thanksgiving. No, Thanksgiving.
Oh.
But it would be the cousins together. And a couple of times I remember us going to the movie and cousin John he's a little older than I am, a couple of years. And I always be like looking up to him because he would be like, you know, he and his dad and my other cousin would be discussing the movie on the way out of the theater. I'm like,
oh, sorry.
Wow. They're like talking. I couldn't really participate. Because there was a lot of, you know, American culture that I wasn't a part of living overseas, but I always enjoyed later on. Of course I did, but I always enjoyed walking out of a movie theater and then talking about it, you know, talking about what it meant. And so we kind of had that. I had flashbacks all over the place. It was a great experience. Yes. I'm so happy we went.
Yeah. Because afterwards, I mean, Pastor Jimmy and Annette are go-to buddies for movies.
Oh, we don't go with anyone else.
No, we don't go with anybody else. And
not
then
interested.
We go out to dinner and we deconstruct the movie. We talk about it, which is really, really cool. So
have you tried it now that it's opened up a bit? You want to give it a shot?
Let me try
it. Is it still Brian drippy juice? What do you think?
No. This is awful. It's not his fault. It's the Costco
brand. Are you sure?
All right. It's his fault.
All right. Every wine we had was good.
So we did something super, super fun last night.
Yes. You should tell the story.
Well, we were invited to Pastor Jimmy and Annette's house, and they were, a gentleman was coming to their house, and he is fairly new to the church, and he is in worship. Bands. He is not in a particular church, and they would love to have him in the worship band. I think he's going to try out to be in the band.
Worship team is Christian for band.
Listen to you.
Worship team.
Show on Sunday. As you would say, yes. Worship team. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to bring a couple friends over to worship with Pastor Jimmy and
we
Annette.
Kind of got this invite, like, come over and...
No, Annette, I was with Annette. We had lunch on Thursday. She's like, you should come. They're going to come. He's going to come to our house. And I'm like, oh, you sure? You want us to be there? Like, I didn't know
I had no idea what it was.
I didn't know. And I said, why don't you ask Jimmy to make sure it's okay? You know, and he was like, fine. Yeah, no, I want them to come. Which I felt so... It was a magical evening. So this gentleman came.
You're missing the important beginning of the evening.
Okay. I know. So we get to their house. We get there a little early. We get there early so that we can enjoy beverages. And Pastor Jimmy pulls out of the refrigerator eggnog, and Adam turns to him and goes, oh my gosh, that is my love language.
It wasn't just eggnog. It was Pennsylvania Dutch eggnog, and it was so good.
Yes.
It comes in a plastic bottle. So good. And we just like, he's the same thing. He's the same way. He's like, It isn't holiday season unless we have eggnog.
I just thought
you're not an eggnog person at all. I don't think Annette is either.
And so I just thought it was so funny when you're like, that's my love language. Eggnog.
It's my love language right there.
So anyway, so the three of them come in, we meet them, and we talked for a long time, like, one gentleman chatted. And I don't want to say their names because I don't know how much, you know, we can...
We'll call them Mo, Curly, and Larry. Yeah. Code names.
And so, I mean, we talked for a long time, and then they sat down. And the one guy was, oh my gosh, when he was talking about how, when he plays music. Do you remember what he said?
Oh, yeah. Well, he says, I just want to, by the way, he's very emotional when he says, I just want to play music, the sound I hear God make, the sound from heaven.
Yes.
And he's crying. He says, I'm sorry.
He even picked up his guitar.
He said, I can't help it. That's just how I feel about it. I'm like, this is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
I didn't know what to expect because we've never experienced anything like this. So the two gentlemen pull out their guitars, and then the woman...
Curly.
No, she was singing, and they go into worship music.
And now, and let me try and explain this for the non-Christians listening. Imagine it just as magical as if you're in the late 60s, early 70s, and not that this was hippie stuff, but you're sitting in a circle in the living room, and they're bringing out the guitars, and it's just beautiful singing, and everyone's just kind of into it. We know half of the songs. It was a Joan Baez moment in a way. Does that make any sense?
Times 10. I mean, it was the Holy Spirit was just...
That, not everyone understands the Holy Spirit.
Okay, you're just painting the picture.
I'm trying to paint the picture, yes.
Yes, so it was basically a private little concert.
Yeah, totally.
And it was, oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was just two men playing guitar and the woman singing, and it was, the whole house was just filled with worship music.
And the guitars, something was in sync with them. It's both Pastor Jimmy and I said, are you amped or something? Is there an amplifier here? No, it was just literally coming out of the sound they were creating together.
So we must have worshiped for an hour. It was
45 minutes so at least. Yeah.
Beautiful. And at one, it was the second song, and I don't remember the name of it, but I just felt the presence of the Holy Spirit
it was
so heavy.
Amazing.
I just had tears rolling down my eyes, and it was just... I can't, it's hard for me even to explain how much.
It was a true worship session, which we had not really witnessed that way.
And Pastor Jimmy and Annette said they used to do that all the time in California. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So then we got to thinking and we were like, well, let's have them at our house.
I'm like, Phoebe will love this.
No, Phoebe's probably going to go to Paul's and Claw's that night. Phoebe's not going to love it. She's out. But we were like, we would love for you to come to our home.
Yeah.
And we would love to have a worship night with our friends from our spiritual family. And so hopefully after the holidays, we're going to plan this.
Oh, totally.
It was amazing. And I felt, oh my gosh, my heart just is so full that they allowed us to participate in that with they, meaning Pastor Jimmy.
It was very cool.
Oh my gosh. Cool. It was just... And I get ministered to through worship music.
Yes.
You know, and I just...
I was feeling it.
The Holy Spirit was all over, all over that room. It was phenomenal.
Yeah. And I even recognized one or two songs from Hello Fred.
Oh, I recognize the first one, but I didn't know the remaining ones.
The third song. I can't remember what it was. I was into it, so I just wasn't even thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about writing down songs.
It was so cool. So I'm excited to host that too.
It'll be fun.
Yes. I want our house to have that feeling of...
It's going to be... And the whole crew will be here. We'll invite everybody.
People will love it.
I think they will.
They will love it. Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too. Very excited. So I'll go right into my gotcha.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Hit it.
So I had a friend reach out to me last night who was telling me how she was going to Thanksgiving dinner with her in-laws and how she was
dreading it.
Mm. And I think a lot of us might be different this year now. I don't know.
Or maybe tougher for people because of political divides and stuff like that.
Yes. Sure. And so I told her that, that she should pray before she goes in and pray and make sure that she has the full armor of God on her. And then I also suggested that she read the book of James, which I love the book of James.
Yes.
But you know, God always provides. So this morning, this was the
YouVersion devotional.
I like reading the whole chapter. Yes. I just don't read the scripture.
I do the same. Yeah.
Yes. And so I started reading the chapter and then this scripture.
This was 1 Peter?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But 4:8? I'm just going off the top of my head.
Yes, but this is not the... Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, what are you doing?
I'm showing off.
Yes. I remember because I
write it down. If it catches my attention, so when you write it down, I'm visual, then I remember it.
Okay.
That's why.
No, this is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
Oh, yes.
Okay. What is it, Adam?
I have no idea.
Show off.
I have no idea.
Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called so that you may inherit a blessing. I'm like, oh. And so I sent it to her. I'm like, this is perfect. So basically, and you know what? It's hard. I get it because our fleshly behavior, we want to defend ourselves first and foremost. And so just, you have to, and this is what I said to her, pray for those people that hurt you. Rise above it, because in God's kingdom, revenge is an unacceptable behavior.
That is so good. Yeah. So good.
And it's, and you it's have so to remember true. That. Just, yes, make sure you have the full armor of God on you and just pray. Pray for those people. And it, when you start praying and you put them in a different perspective, mm-hmm. and I had to do this with somebody recently, mm-hmm. it completely changes your perspective.
Was that Sir Brian with an eye?
No. Could have been. No, he hasn't. He's working now, so he's busy. I don't hear from him as much.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know what he's doing. Oh, okay. I think he's working at Walmart. I'm not sure. I think he's a greeter.
That's beautiful. And you shared this with your friend?
I did. Yeah. I sent that scripture to her and I said, God, I can't remember exactly what I said, but I texted her this morning.
And that's good for everyone to think about.
So I'm going to read it one more time. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Do not repay evil with evil or insults with insults. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So when your dad or your mom or your snotty younger sister makes a comment, just turn the other cheek.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Hello, Corksoakers of Indian Nation.
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
As we move towards the end of the year, we continue to be blessed by our Vineyard Nation Corksoakers out there who support us with value for value. We put the value out there. There's no bundles plus packages or anything to subscribe to. It's just if you feel moved, if you feel that you receive from value from the show, then send it back to us. It keeps us motivated and keeps us on the ball. And yes. I can always say to Tina, look at this value.
Yes.
Coming to the studio. Although you were like, let's go early. Let's go early tonight.
Yeah, we were done with dinner. I made you a beautiful dinner.
You did. Yeah, you did. Hey, we have some awesome donations.
We do.
And we kick it off with the OG Salmonier, Michael Anastasio, $100 through the PayPal. And he says, young couple, wishing you both and all of Vineyard Nation a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. Aww. From your OG Salmonier.
Thank you, Michael. I adore your wife for helping me through my dental trauma, of which I still have a bruise on my...
You still have a bruise?
I still have a bruise.
Should I have a little chat with Hollywood and rough them up a bit?
Yeah, maybe.
So what did you do to my wife, man?
So Michael, Amy, and their dog that always smiles, this dog smiles in every photo, Eliza.
Unlike Phoebe, who...
Growls.
No, she doesn't. She's just aloof. She turns
just
away.
Turns her head like
no pictures, please. I don't want any
Phoebe's
pictures.
Phoebe's been being very mouthy every time we leave the house now. She does not like it.
Well,
she's talking back.
I don't know if it's not liking it, just more. She also like, oh, you guys going again? Anyway, the minute we even start moving towards leaving, she like, she's barking at nothing.
I know. She's looking out the back window barking.
But also side-eye towards us. Something going on. Don't leave.
You think she's attached to us? Yeah.
You think?
She's attached. Yeah.
Coming in with 77,777 satoshis. There he is, our very own Pastor Jimmy, who says, another wonderful episode. And how about that worship night? Tina, loving the God shots. Keep them coming. Adam, how about that special eggnog? Now it really feels like the holidays. KYBO KTLD. It sure does. Keep the lid down this Thanksgiving and keep your buckets overflowing. $50 to the PayPal from Marco Frischen, another one of our Salmoniers.
Thank you.
He never sends a note. We'd love hearing a note, Marco. It's just as important as
Marco,
the value.
Remember we sent him the glasses and he had to pay the...
Like $1,000 just import duties.
Yes.
Wait until Trump's president. It'll be even better.
I didn't see that one come in for Marco.
Yeah, it came in.
Okay.
Cole Dial, $25. Yes. He actually sent me a separate note the other day. Nice guy. He says, in the evening. Oh, here it is. I recently reached out to Adam by email. I hope it made it through to you guys. Thank you for the great show. Sure did.
Aww.
I had 300 emails today to go through. So
I know.
Some of them I save for later replies. Like, oh, it's a lot. It's been a lot. But I'm not complaining because I have a date Friday night. Mini Striper Booth 7777. I'm sure it's all about him. This is Sir Brian with an I with his own little segment on the show. He says, by the way, you don't have to call me the Barnacle.
Oh, he is, though.
That's my government name.
Oh.
My friends just call me Barney for short. Oh. And as y'all said, your show is basically Seinfeld. So I'm claiming the role of Newman. Perfect.
Yes, you are
Newman.
Because he irritates Jerry. Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman. Yes, that's perfect. From now on, Sir Brian the Newman.
Yes.
I should probably make a jingle for any time I show up uninvited. Nope. Which is most of the time. In the evening, y'all, he says.
In the evening. Thank you, Brian.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, another mini striper donation coming in from KSU Pike 97. He says, so what is the amount of sats to become a salmon yay? 350,000. I've calculated it.
Oh, because
you get time and a half. And at today's Bitcoin price, 350,000. And you've sent in some, so... do your own calculation. It's the honor system. We are looking forward to sending out some Curry and the Keeper sippy cups along
I'm ready
with
to the, donate them.
And he says KTLD.
All right.
Randy Black comes in with $5. I hope you find the couple's devotional book I sent you to be a blessing and helps you both keep growing in Christ together. Which one was that? Have we seen it? I don't think we've seen the book come in yet, have we?
I don't remember. I have to look at my... I don't remember.
Did we?
I don't remember.
Well, we haven't read it together yet, that's for sure.
No, I know that. We haven't.
But did it come in?
I don't...
From Randy Black?
You keep asking me that.
I'm confused. I don't know if
Randy,
it's still...
Randy, send me an email and tell me what the name of the book is.
Yeah, because it might still be in the P.O. box. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Randy, we appreciate your continued support. We do. KTLDKYBO, he says. Thank you so much. Timothy Emery. I think Timothy is new.
I like his email address.
Oh.
Did you see that? T3M3RY.
That's
really cool.
But I believe he's new.
Yes, so he is new.
He is.
You've been decanted.
Welcome to Vineyard Nation, Timothy. Beautiful. 333 from C. Brooklyn. Go easy on the podcast display of affection, please. God is watching.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I think he's happy about that.
Yes, I
honestly.
Think he is.
100 sats from user 1453-3672 on Fountain. Sweet talk.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Sakai the Horse with 100. Where's Comic Strip Blogger? I'm sure that, I don't want him to get mad at me again. Hold on a second. That's odd. Comic Strip Blogger is usually always in here. Let me just double check that he didn't get missed somehow. Yes, here it is.
I'm
glad I checked. Well, that's interesting. I don't know how that... here it is. Happy Thanksgiving, lovebirds. Yo.
Yo.
CSB.
Hey.
5,415. Thank you very much.
Thank you, CSB.
I knew I was missing something somewhere. And that's it. Those are our supporters, our producers. We have executive producers, associate executive producers. We give everybody credit. We're always happy to thank you on the show and go to curryingthekeeper.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. Tina's newsletter is fun. It kind of gives you a heads up of what's coming.
Yes.
Also, you can see the picture of her with an elephant.
Yes. And I just wanted to read Peggy sent us a sweet, sweet email. Well, she sent it to me.
Yeah.
From she responded to the newsletter and she said, love you both so much. Excited to see you in 2025. I guess the Lydon family's coming to visit sometime soon.
Oh, they
hopefully.
Are? Okay.
I don't know. I
had a nice chat with Jake today.
So she said, Scott says, happy Thanksgiving to you. And he says he is grateful that I have both of you and your podcast as sources of friendship and laughter.
Aww.
Jake is now home, which means we need to have lots of food.
We know how Jake eats,
yeah,
for sure.
So I know you caught up with Jake today.
Yeah,
so that was nice.
It was a nice little chat. Fabulous young man.
Yes, yes.
It gives me a lot of hope about the future of our nation.
Yes.
A number of these young guys that I talk to from time, that gives me good hope.
Yes.
There's good things happening in our country.
You know, before we go to the question of the week, I did want to talk about the greatest story ever told.
Yes, please. Roll it out, sister.
Do you want me to talk about
it? Well, shall I give the background?
Yeah, give the background.
We talked about some of it on the show, mm-hmm. but probably about a year ago, maybe a little bit more.
A year ago?
when we had our first Mercy Me concert. Was that not about a year ago?
Oh, a year and a half ago.
Yes. The minute I was in that Mercy Me concert, I'd never seen, I knew half a song. In fact, I'm wearing my Mercy Me t-shirt today.
Imagine.
I was at that concert, and like, this is a concert like I've never seen before. And we went to, because, you know, the guys are all big No Agenda fans, most of the band. And it was just mind-blowing. The songs, I'd never been to a concert where the lyrics were on a screen.
I know, I'm like,
this
you
is a
that.
Great idea. Yes. How come Ozzy never had that? It's so much. Well, of course, that'd only be.
That's Sharon.
Sharon! Just loved everything, loved the audience, loved the vibe. And and then we saw Lauren Daigle.
Yes.
12,000 people.
See, and I saw Elevation Worship, and I saw Phil Wickham.
And I was like, this would be great for Fredericksburg. Fredericksburg, there's something happening here. It would be great to have a venue in Fredericksburg. And so I've just started talking about this and talking to people. And Trey, aforementioned Trey with the food truck and Salvation Spirits. He heard, we went over, he actually said, can you come over and tell me the story about what you're thinking about? And he said, you know, I just want to get this started. So I'm just going to start with a Christmas concert. And he literally started the next day. And
Wasn't the next day. It was a few weeks.
He started working on it, and he had a meeting with me, and he's like, and I'm like, well, it seems like you got everything done, Trey. What do you need? He says, will you MC it? I said, of course I will.
Yes.
And so it's happening. And, you know, he's put together the nonprofit. People have generously supported this. You've been a big part of that. Take it away, Tina, to explain what's going on.
Okay. No, I mean, because of my fundraising background, I've been able to help him with a little bit of things. But what I did today is I got the posters. I went and picked up the posters and the flyers, and I walked Main Street. And I
all the way up and down Main
Street. Up and down
Street.
From Adams to Washington. And then Andrea took the...
Oh, she also...
She took a part of it too. We're not done. But I don't know how many posters I had in my hand, but I walked in and I asked them a lot. So many people were so delighted and said, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Because I said, it's a concert. It's a free concert. Mm-hmm. I said, we're bringing more Christ into Christmas. And everybody was delighted to hear that.
They're
like,
that.
Oh my gosh, that is so great. Mm-hmm. So yes, I walked up and down, and I'm happy to help. I mean, it's, you know, we're a ragtag crew.
Well, you are really helping.
Yeah. We're a ragtag crew, but we're getting it done.
You are. I love that. You just walked Main Street, put it in store windows.
When you're passionate about something and people can tell, and I was pleasant, and I'm like, have a happy Thanksgiving, have a blessed day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just was filled with.
And then one store you went into, you went back in and bought the blazer.
So I bring the blazer. So I asked the woman, she's like, I can't put it in the window, but I'll put it in the back. We get a lot of traffic in the back. And I said, oh, that's great. Thank you so much. And I'm walking out and this blazer catches my eye. I grab the blazer, put it on. I go up to her. I go, this is not a part of the plan for me to buy something. So that was fun. Yeah. But I wanted to ask you.
The poster is beautiful,
by the way.
It is.
Oh, a lot of people were.
Yeah, it's called The Greatest Story Ever Told.
It's beautiful.
And is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, it's projectharvesttexas.org.
Projectharvesttexas.org. Let's double check.
So what are you going to say, Adam? So you're emceeing and you're supposed to give your testimony. That could be really long.
No, it's not going to be long.
Like
it's
tonight's prayer or dinner.
Is it Project Harvest Texas? Or is it you better say this right now,
girlfriend. Harvest Project Texas.
HarvestProjectTexas.org. Just want to make sure. I want to put it in the...
Yes, it's Harvest Project.
There you go. Yeah. It's there. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, excellent.
HPT.
I'm going to start off by saying, hello, everybody, and then, Freebird, here's Whitesnake. Now, don't worry. I don't have it planned yet. You know me.
You can't talk for a half hour.
No, I'm going to talk for 8 minutes, maybe seven.
Okay.
Yeah, it all depends on the flight.
You going to mention me?
Yeah, should I mention Sir Brian too? Newman? Should I talk about everybody? All the people who need to be mentioned?
I'm just traumatized by the Marconi Award.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then Pastor Jimmy's going to do the opening prayer, so I'll probably introduce him first. You know, Trey and I have got to talk about it, but you know, man, it's like, we'll figure this out the day before, and it's going to be perfect. And I'm not, but the whole idea is there'll be volunteers
walking
before
around.
And during and after, and they will have t-shirts on that say, ask me about, ask, Ask me about my story.
About my story. Yeah. And the T in story is a cross.
Yeah. So if people are interested, instead of like, ask me about Jesus, which is, you know, like, ask me about my story. So I'm going to kind of set the tone by, here's my story. It'll be short. Don't worry. I won't go into the whole thing about, hey, I love your show. And I won't go into all of that. I'll just.
Yes. I need to hear it before you get up there because you need to stay on track.
Do I have a whip sound effect? Because I really need it right now.
It's got to be captivating too, or else people will be like, snooze fest.
Man, really?
You're speechless.
I am. You're kind of like sitting there like, like I don't know how to do public speaking.
What are you
I'm looking for a whip sound effect, honestly. I thought I had one here. I only have.
I'm just making myself laugh.
There we go. Your lasso.
Anyway, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. If anybody's in Fredericksburg next weekend, we hope you can join us.
And for more details and all the cool stuff, go to HelloFred.fm, everybody. You know what? It's time for. Yeah, baby. The question of the week. Your glass tastes crappier than mine.
Really?
Hey, everybody, it's time for the question of the week. The one that quiz, where question of the week. Tina knows the question, so, you know, it's always fun because, you know, sometimes it sends me into a complete meltdown for 3 days. But here we go. It's the question of the week, everybody. Tina, what have you come up with? Okay. I'm going to do the question next week because, you know, this has become a danger segment for me.
It has not.
It was traumatizing.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Think back to your dating days. Think back. Okay.
What dating days?
I know, but you had a few.
What dating days? Okay. You had,
what was a deal breaker when you went out with somebody?
Cankles. Deal breaker. Remember, shallow dating days? Cankles. Sorry. You asked me right off the top of my head. That's it.
So if I wore pants the whole time we were dating, like 6 months, you fall madly in love with me, then I decide to wear a skirt and I have cankles, you would have broken up with me? Deal breaker?
It's not you. It's me. You said think back to my dating days. Yes. This is way long ago. This is superficial dating days. No, I would have. It would have not been a deal breaker. But you would have worn pants for the rest of your life.
Shallow. That's not correctable either, sadly.
No.
You can't exercise off your cankles.
That's all right. Okay. It's not a deal breaker when we were dating. But you asked me.
Okay.
But consider how easygoing I am. If that's all that, I mean, you could be a 4 as long as you didn't have cankles. All right, you're up.
I definitely, hands down, without a doubt.
Can I say it?
No,
I'm going to say it. Can I write it down and see if I was right? Hold on a second. Hold on. This is like the honeymoon game.
Okay. The newlywed game. The newlywed game. Yeah.
Okay. I nailed it!
A deal breaker for me is a man with long fingernails. I can't. No.
We need you to do the Curry and the Keeper question of the week home game. So if it's like a board game. You have all these cool questions and then people have to answer them.
No,
exactly.
Men with long fingernails, deal breaker done and nope. Gone. That's correctable though. You could train somebody and say, dude, your face is a 10, but your nails are a 1.
Should I use that as the promo on Hello Fred? Oh, man.
And then how about those guys that have the really long pinky nail? Like, what is that?
It's disgusting.
So, dudes, if you have long nails, cut them.
Just cut them.
It's not good.
Women, wear pants if you got the cankles. We're not superficial. We're Currying the Keeper, everybody. I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
In the evening, Curry and the keeper. Yeah, curry and the keeper. Curry and the keeper.